I've got my crank meter ready to turn up.
When you think of Canada, you think of me, right?
You know what I want to see in the forest? I want to see a unicorn. Want all you want. Wish in one hand, but poop in the other.
I think I'm just going to start billing myself as the only sane one on this broadcast.
Well, hello, 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 fellow addicts. Welcome back to Addicts Live, your internet escape from the craziness in the world. I'm Melissa, your resident head addict, and I'm joined by my co-host to the north, Super Safi.
Hi, happy Saturday, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe.
Yes, the Addicts crew is back once again to bring you Simpsons news and Saturday smiles. So before we get into this week's show, as Safi already hinted at, it's time for your weekly reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel. So hit that red button so you don't miss any of the Addicts. And as always, for those not watching this directly on YouTube, I will put a link to the subscribe button in the show notes. So if you're watching this on the site, just click the link below and you'll be able to subscribe if you haven't already. So now let's get on to this week's show. Big news in the world of The Simpsons. Our favorite yellow family will be back. But before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Love and War. I know, I feel like we're beating a dead horse, but we got to do it. So we're in the home stretch, finally. And once again, someone really needs to get EA a calendar. These holiday events just stretch so far beyond the holiday that they're representing. A week late is okay, you know, a week and a half is okay, but Love and War ends almost a month after Valentine's Day. So at this point, most of us have moved on. I'm ready for green water and green beer and leprechauns to be running around Springfield. I don't care about hearts anymore. So we will do, among other things, a full Love and War wrap-up next week where we'll give you our grades, we'll get your input on it. But, Seth, we didn't talk about it last week. So what are your thoughts on Act 3 of Love and War and the start of Act 4?
Well, Act 3, I mean, it continues the trend of great story writing. I mean, there's some really fun dialogue. You really need to take your time to sit and enjoy and read it. Like, there's been times in previous years where I used to just tap, tap, tap and skip through the dialogue. But, like, here, like, I literally take the time to read every single word. It's just so well written, so clever. Connects the whole storyline. It's like an addition to the episode, more like I have all the Simpsons Bongo comics. It's like reading one of those, so it feels like it's its own little piece of canon, so I really enjoy that. But the prize track, similar to the prize to Act 2, was far cry from Act 1. The animation, getting the Tunnel of Love and the yoga studio, they were all average. The mystery token is of no use to me. I mean, I didn't have the mystery box at all. I said this when we had our little spoiler video, though. The premium character, Captain Mordecai, this was the one that I was really looking forward to. And I'm really enjoying Captain Mordecai, his whole quest, the dialogue for his quest line, and all his interactions with all the different characters. It's just beautiful. I love it. And how he kind of ties in together with the yoga studio, doing yoga with the sea captain, and the sea captains and all you can eat buffet and everything. The dialogue is just hilarious. How about you? What'd you think of Act 3?
So, I mean, let's be honest, Act 3, and I feel like this kind of is the way it goes in TSTO. Act 3 was the worst, the weaker of the four for sure. It kind of was like, well, we're putting this in here because we need to do something. We got this great storyline, dialogue, as always, phenomenal. But we got this storyline. We need to have something to kind of go with it. So let's throw this crap in here. And I feel like that's the case for a lot of events with TSTO, at least since they split it up into the four-act process. Act 3 has always been the weaker of the acts. Like, you always feel like it could be just pulled right out and it wouldn't matter too much. No characters on the Act 3 prize track, which is always a disappointment. Like you said, mystery box token at this point. If I've been playing TSTO since the end of 2012, if there's something in a mystery box, it's because I didn't want it. And I still don't want it. So I hate mystery box tokens, guys. I really do. And the 12 donuts to me at this point are, okay, whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. I get more than that just clearing my town once a day. So,
exactly.
You know, it is what it is. But it's definitely the weaker of the prize-wise. It's definitely the weaker. The dialogue was really good. I want to read some of it. So the start of it, and if you guys missed the dialogue, as always, it's up on the site. So all you have to do is search Act 3. You can go to the Love and War event page, and it's all right there. So Marge says to Homer, "Why are you even here? I told you that I would call you when I'm ready to talk." Homer says, "I thought you were ready." Marge says, "When did you think that happened? When you brought me a half-eaten box of chocolates, or when you climbed naked into our bedroom window?" Homer says, "No, like many developments in our marriage, I thought it happened while I was at Moe's. I better go back and double check."
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then there's this whole thing with Steph, and I were actually talking about this off, before we started recording, off air, I guess, so to speak. And there's this whole thing about yoga, and Homer says, "You were the one who told me to show an interest in the same things Marge likes. Marge likes yoga, so we're going to watch yoga. And that's the only reason we're going to watch yoga." Marge says, "I would argue with him, but none of this makes a bit of sense." So then Homer and Captain Mordecai go do yoga. And it's weird to me because the Homer yoga task is Act 4. And you get the Downward Dog Yoga Studio in Act 3. But you really feel like Homer's yoga task should be part of Act 3. Just based on how that all works. But then they go, Homer and Captain Mordecai go to yoga. And Captain Mordecai goes, "So, this is yoga?" Homer, "Yep." Captain Mordecai, "Do they mind if we watch?" Homer, "Maybe. But how do you explain all the piggy nose marks in the windows?" Captain Mordecai, "They all look like you made them." Homer, "Also, maybe. Either way, I think we better sign up." And then to end that quest, Homer goes, "My arms and legs feel so limber. That was great. I can see why Marge comes here." Captain Mordecai, "I signed up for a year's membership." Homer, "You were right, imaginary weirdo. I have been taking Marge's needs for granted. Now I need to prove to her I'm willing to take to change and be a better man." Captain Mordecai, "Magnificent." And Homer, "Are you listening to me or staring at the yoga pants again?" Captain Mordecai, "Just magnificent." This is some really good dialogue. I mean, there is some perversion to it. I mean, this isn't, if you're a little kid playing this game, some of the stuff's going to go right over your head, just like the show. But, if you're an adult, you appreciate some of the jokes, the little bit of innuendo. It's amusing. And Captain Mordecai has his quest line is, whoo, all kinds of crazy. So yeah, the dialogue with Act 3 is great, but with every act, it's great. But the prizes were definitely a swing and a miss, at least for me. I mean, let's kind of break them down. So the first prize was Harpoon Hill. What were your thoughts on Harpoon Hill?
I mean, it's very similar to a lot of other nature place pieces, and I feel like I have them all along the mountains in the back, and there's just so many of them. Like, now I'm starting to come out. I feel like some of those, I'm going to have to pick and choose which ones I really want, which ones come with a bonus percentage, and which ones size-wise are reasonable. I feel like at this point, we got way too many of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big decoration. It looks a lot similar to a lot of the other decorations we got. Tongue Kiss Point comes to mind. And my complaint with that is my complaint with any body of water we get in TSDO. It doesn't line up with other waterways properly.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying. So that
you have to be really creative. You have to like find a billboard that you can hide so that the river kind of looks like it's matching up with the lake. But yeah, it's not quite easy.
I did that with my waterfall back in 2013. I'm too old to be doing that now. I don't have time for that. So for me, Harpoon Hill will probably end up in my inventory. The problem with that is when you store Harpoon Hill, it also limits your ability to use Marge's Enjoy the View task, which was the next prize. However, that seemed to spark a lot of controversy in the comments from the addicts community. A lot of people were not a fan of Marge harpooning a whale. What were your thoughts?
I mean, I take everything with The Simpsons with a grain of salt. I mean, way back when we did the Addicts Live with Joe and Pat, with Wookiee and Cranky Old Guy and me and you, I joined a little late, but we were talking about the announcement that, you know, Apu's going to be, Hank Azaria is no longer be voicing Apu. And you guys wanted to know kind of what my opinion was of that as someone from a South Asian background. And
you I'm like, know.
And it's like, the whole show is offensive. Like, yeah, you can't take like each little thing as offensive, or at least for me, I take it with a grain of salt. Like, it's a parody of Western socioeconomic, well, Western society. Like, it's not meant to be serious. Even with like this past week's episode that we'll talk about some other time, but like, it's everything is that Matt Selman talked about quite a bit. Like, they're not really trying to be offensive, but they're trying to push the boundaries, and I'm okay with them going pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't bother me. It doesn't. I mean, if I got offended by this game, I would have quit a long time ago. If I got offended by the show, I would have stopped watching it a long time ago. If I got offended by easy things in general, Pat would not be part of this site ever. So, you know, little things don't really, you know, get to me. I don't get offended easily. I really don't. I mean, there's certain things that offend me, but it's not this show. So that,
especially it's a game, three words.
Exactly. It's a silly little game. So it doesn't faze me. Now, the task itself, like I said, I probably will store Harpoon Hill. I don't think I would ever send Marge on that task anyway, because it's a standard 4-hour task. Marge has like 600 four-hour tasks. I don't care. Like, it just doesn't faze me. So I'll probably,
I know you took care of the glitch. I mean, for Marge, for me, she's always just making glass, so yeah. For my rail yard pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I benefited from that glitch, so I don't need any rail yard pieces. I've got more than enough. But yeah, so it's not. I'll store Harpoon Hill. I don't care about that task. I know some people were offended. It's a game, you know. It's no actual whales were harmed in the making of that task. So that's the way that it goes. How about the Tunnel of Love cave? What were your thoughts on that?
For right now, I've plopped it down in my crusty land right next to the other Tunnel of Love, because I really don't know where to put it right now. I feel like I may incorporate the two Tunnel of Loves into a seasonal thing, where sometimes I'll have the one Tunnel of Love out and sometimes the other. I don't know if I'd prefer it to be a building facade for the, or facade?
Yeah, I guess
facade for the other Tunnel of Love. So yeah, it was kind of like a redundant prize. How about you?
It was lackluster for me. It was pretty lackluster, I will admit. I was looking forward to it more when we saw it as a spoiler than when we actually got it. There's no task there. It needs a task. That's pretty lame in my opinion. I do like the design of that better than the design of the actual Tunnel of Love, the pink one. So I would rather my Tunnel of Love look like that. But because it doesn't have a task, and because like space isn't really an issue in my Springfield, neither is item limits. I never really have that. But I don't need a massive Springfield. And if it doesn't bring me joy in the game, I'm just going to put it in my inventory at this point. So it probably will end up in my inventory. I do wish, like, that's actually a good idea. I wish it was a facade for the Tunnel of Love. I think that would be great, because I do really like the way this looks versus the all pink one. But
right,
there's no task. There's no task. There's no, like, secondary animation to it. It's just there. And that, to me, is just wasted space.
Like, I love my crusty land. I mean, I spent so much time. I used to go to it regularly. When they moved it out,
one of the only ones.
Recreate it in my Springfield. I mean, right now I'm on a mission to, like, max out my tickets as well. I mean, early on I used to sell my tokens. Anytime I got to like a billion, I would sell them for cash. But now when I'm at like maxed out on cash, now I'm like, oh, let me max out on tokens. I think I'm almost 3 billion Krusty Land tokens right now.
So when you find the max, let me know, because I don't know that I've ever seen anyone.
I'm assuming it's the same 4.29 billion that it is for cash. So I will let you know, but yeah, I'm assuming it's the same. So we'll keep an eye on that. But I love going there and playing Sideshow U regularly, multiple times per day. Just recently, I got my 5 donuts again from that. It's always so fun when you pop a balloon and you get 5 donuts. So, but yeah, the Tunnel of Love, Yeah, for me, I'm going to just kind of alternate between the two in my crusty land.
As an aside, since you mentioned the donuts from Sideshow U, I have been playing this game, like I said, since 2012. I had crusty land from when it started. I just got my first round of 5 donuts like a few months ago. But that was the first time I ever saw it happen. So, one, I don't play Sideshow U every day. If it's there, it's happening. Yeah. But when did we got Krusty Land in 2013. So 7 years later, I finally got a donut or 5 donuts from Sideshow U.
And
so
the funny thing is, unlike a lot of the other mini games, and I've done one of my initial set of posts was on mini games. So for those who are new to the games, you can search the post on minigames. We have one for everything, for Springfield Downs, for all the different Where's Maggie, etc. The one for Sideshow U, it specifically says there's no randomness to it. It's every 300th pop of the balloon, you will receive 5 donuts. Yep. So the fact that it took you 7 years, clearly you don't go to Springfield to Krusty Land very often.
Nope. So if you haven't gotten your 5 donuts, guys, there's still hope. Just keep tapping. So the last prize on the prize track, we won't talk about the mystery box token. We've already expressed our feelings on those. Downward Dog Yoga Studio. Downward Dog House Yoga Studio, I think it was. That, probably the best prize of this prize track, I would say. Yeah. And that's not saying much. It's a building. But at least there's a task there. Millhouse has a task there. So any thoughts on that, you know, generic building?
Like you said, yeah, I agreed. It was the best prize in the track. It was a lackluster track. So, I mean,
it's not saying much.
Not saying much about, yeah, exactly. So it's kind of just going to go along with the, I have like a series of all the little shops that are kind of in the same mold. So I'll just kind of go along there, maybe have it near Shapes and all the other fitness buildings. The one that provides Springfield Heights currency, for instance. But yeah, other than that, it was just a little meh prize track in general. For me, the best part of Act 3 was Captain Mordecai, for sure.
Yeah, so he lived up to your expectations, because that's the character from the start. Even in the spoiler video, you were like, that's the one you're going to buy. That's the one to buy. So he definitely lived up to your expectations.
I feel like if you're not like a donut farmer, you're not someone who pays for donuts occasionally, and you're a strictly freemium player, and you want one character from this event that you're going to splurge the 150 donuts on, I still feel Captain Mordecai is the one to go with. The quest line is just hilarious. He really completes the trinity of Ned's doppelganger with Marge's doppelganger, so Gidmer's doppelganger. It's just fitting to get all three of them, so yeah, still feel the same way.
So another part of Act 3 was Gil made his appearance during Act 3. It's always a good time to see Gil. I don't know why he's not a permanent character in our games. We've been asking for it for years. I love when Gil comes to Springfield. He always makes me smile. His deal was meh, in my opinion, this time. 199 donuts, just not worth it. The building, that should have been 150 donut combo. There's nothing about it to me that justifies spending the extra 49 donuts. Mm-hmm. So that's my take. I mean, I love Gil, but that was my take. What were your thoughts?
No, I agree. Like, if you had to pick between the 4 plus the 5th with the Titan premium character, I still feel Captain Mordecai is the one to go. Usually, like, when we think back to guild deals, you know, I think it was Murphy and Sarah Wiggum were both guild deals, or no, am I missing that? God was
Sarah Wiggum for sure. The nerds, that was the best guild deal I've ever seen.
I remember you messaged me, so. You know how badly I wanted the nerds. They were my vote for most desired character. I mean, as soon as you found out about it, you messaged me right away. So appreciate that. So yeah, no, exactly. So, I mean, usually it's someone that we're really, really waiting for. I mean, Titania wasn't even on my bracket battle. So, I mean, like, how badly did we really, really want her?
She's got some funny tasks and stuff, but it's just, I don't know. This was a letdown from Gil. Gil disappointed me this time. Normally, I can see it.
Included like Akira and included like some characters who haven't had quest in a while. So that was nice. It got a lot of the men of Springfield involved. Bumblebee, Merida. it was nice, but yeah, I don't feel it was worthy of being a Gil deal.
Yeah.
It was worthy of just if I had to pick one of the five to be a Gil deal, it would have been Captain Mordecai, but obviously he fits more into the storyline than any of the other four, so yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it was just kind of a throw-in, in my opinion. Yeah. So Act 4 started this past Tuesday. Act 4 is a little bit better. Like I said, we'll do a full wrap-up next week. We'll give everything a grade. We'll break it all down. But out of the Act 4 prize track, Homer's yoga task is seriously my favorite. It's amusing. I'm so excited to finally be able to use those images from that animation on the site because I've been wanting since the beginning of this to use some of them because they're really funny. But, I mean, let's be honest, without characters on the prize tracks for Act 3 and 4, I mean, they're both just letdowns. It's just mystery box tokens are always a waste. It's justifiable to me if there's a character because you're getting a free character. So it's like, okay, I'll take the mystery box token, but I get a free character. When there's no character on the prize track and you still have the mystery box token, it's just like a womp womp. You know, it's letdown to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I find it slightly better than Act 3.
Yeah.
Prize track. I mean, I do like the little, I think we mentioned in spoiler 2, the little fire pit that they got of money. I didn't have that. I don't have that yet as of the taping of this episode of Live, but hopefully in the next year or so I'll have that as well. And I'm hoping that that's not a unique item.
I hate to burst your bubble. It is, and it's disappointing because I wish you could buy more. That I would say beyond Homer's yoga task, that's my second favorite one. It looks really cool.
Yeah. So, it's a little bit disappointing, but it'll make me really think about where I want to place that one. So, overall, it's slightly better than Act 3, but yeah, nothing compares to Act 1's prize track. That was a really good prize track.
Yeah, I agree.
One of the better ones in recent events.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. This event is just that much too long, you know? I mean, the fact that it ends on March 10th and Valentine's Day was February 14th, I feel like this event should have started at the beginning of February, ran through the month of February, and then once it was March, we should have had something else. It's just, I don't know, it's too long. I'm a little over it now.
As bothersome, maybe they had it with me in mind because my anniversary is coming up. We had a plan from Valentine's Day till my anniversary, just to have me in the mood for romance.
There you go. All right, let's talk about the other big news, Saf. We've been talking about it in the last couple of Addicts Lives, where we talked about episodes of The Simpsons because they've been so good this season. And it really made me feel like the show was coming to an end. But have no fear. Fox heard us. They listened to us. And The Simpsons has been renewed for seasons 32, 33, and 34. It's already in 32. 33 and 34. So two more seasons. So guys, that means The Simpsons, at least as of right now, will coincide with the 10-year anniversary of Addicts. So there's a really good chance that this game will last 10 years. the site will last 10 years because the game's a year older than the site. But that's amazing. It's fantastic news. I'm so excited. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. I mean, when Joe Wookie broke the news, I mean, that was just great. And to see him post about it.
It was a great day.
It was a great day all around. He said in his post, you and I were just discussing this last Saturday about this possibly being the end, the swan song, with Disney not wanting to maybe keep The Simpsons going on. We were discussed like possibilities of having little spinoffs in a Simpsons verse like they've done with their other properties. That was wonderful, wonderful news. I mean, to know that The Simpsons will be back for two more years. I mean, this month they're celebrating their 700th episode. So the fact that, you know, two more years, we'll talk about the last week's episode later, but we've had some really solid episodes of it late, and for those who we said, you know, this season's the best, keep watching and then watch last week's episode. Apologies, but yeah.
Last week's episode wasn't as good.
But I mean, there's a lot of potential. I mean, the story writing, the dialogue we've been seeing since season 29, the dialogue both in the show and in the game, the writers are really doing a great job. So I'm really curious to see what they'll do in the next couple of years. I mean, some readers did comment that, you know, it was kind of likely that they would renew the show, considering, you know, they were bringing on all this new voice talent. I mean, we saw the new voice of Kumiko, but the new voices of Dr. Hibbert, the new voice of Apu, and so forth. So to actually hire those people and then not have a show didn't make sense, which is true. But still, until you actually get that news from Fox that the show was renewed, and hear from like Al Jean and other big wigs at The Simpsons that it's official, that's when you can really rest, breathe easy, and relax that, you know, hey, we got a couple more years of our favorite family.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm super excited that it is going to coincide with 10 years of the Addicts, because, you know, we've been talking about it, and I was like, God, I really hope the game's still around in 2 years, because we've always said the game we think will run as long as the show runs. So yeah. I don't think they're going to pull the plug on the game as long as the show is on the air. So, you know, you get a little nervous. You know, I would love to get the site to 10 years. I would love to hit that milestone. We're getting closer and closer. So the fact that they renewed it for the 2 years is just phenomenal. To me personally, I think I would like to see it go to 35 seasons, because that's a nice round number, unless it goes beyond that. But I would like it to end at like a nice whole round number.
40.
So, but
a big factor in the longevity of the show will be the lives of the primary voice actors. I mean, we've seen what they did with Marshall Wallace, who we just discussed last week. What happened with Phil Hartman was, of course, tragic. Yeah, I think, I hope and pray that Dan Castellaneta and all the other main voice actors, Hank Azaria, Nancy Carraway, and all of them have long, healthy lives. But God forbid something tragic happens to them. I mean, and inevitably something we all have a finite amount of time, but when that time does come, I think that will be a big factor in determining the end of the show.
Yeah.
There's some voices that you can't replace. And
yeah, I agree. So we're super excited about it. Yeah, Wookie broke the news to me. He shot me a text and goes, "They listened to you." And then I dared him to write a post, and he did. So it was a great day. Yesterday was a phenomenal day.
Not yesterday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes, 4 days ago.
So I was hoping to have Wookie on the show today to talk about it, but life got a little bit busy for him. But we're excited. We're pumped. And Saf, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. I mean, guys, subscribe. Check out the new episode. And yeah, see you next week.
Yeah, so thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And we will see you guys next week. Look for a post up early next week to share your thoughts on the Love and War event. You guys can give it a grade as well, and we'll talk about that in next week's show. But until then, enjoy your weekend, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can always catch us at tstoaddicts.com for everything TSTO, The Simpsons, and beyond. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook at TSTOaddicts. Until next time, friends.